Brand new man, Brooks and Dunn on the Pig at 103.9, mypigradio.com. The morning show is John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union, stronger, smarter, sensible, Alan Brown and his crew, your local financial institution of choice, and they are your friends. This would be local news time, but we've already had local news several times this morning, so we'll let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
It's American made.
Quality furniture you can purchase in Bowie County, west of Texarkana. We'll let them be the sponsor of our talk with our friend, our guest from the community today, one of our favorites from way back. Erin DeBlock is back with us, back
in
Texarkana. Well, she is. As you remember, when we used to have her on so much, when we first began the program really back several years ago, she was with the city and she was doing so much fine work of beautifying and everything out at Bringle Lake.
Right.
And then you moved to New Braunfels, is that where you said?
Yes, moved to New Braunfels for about a year and a half.
Yeah, she was gone, and then she came back.
Yes.
and we're so glad she did, because she's working down at the paper, the Texarkana Gazette, as a reporter and photographer.
Yes.
Because she loves to take pictures, and she takes great pictures.
Thank you.
And so she's doing that, but she came up with a fantastic idea for a fundraiser for Harvest Texarkana.
Right.
And we know what a great group they are.
Right.
And helping out people in need, fighting hunger.
And food insecurity.
And so we're going to eat some food to fight food insecurity. Anna, take it away.
So tell us about the inaugural event.
Yeah, so it kind of just began out of curiosity, and I jokingly say selfishness, because it was something I've never seen happen. I've never even seen it occur on TV. I don't even like hot dogs myself.
Okay, so it's a hot dog eating contest. Yes. Spoiler alert, everybody.
Stop the press. Okay, now, just for people to go, well, what? Huh? If you've ever seen it, Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest happens every 4th of July up in Coney Island or Long Island, somewhere up in New York. And it's a famous contest, and Joey Chestnut is the reigning champion. He's been champion for 15 out of 16, something like that, years. He eats about 70 hot dogs in about 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is. It's how fast and how many hot dogs can he eat in about 10 minutes. That's what a hot dog eating contest is. So go.
Yeah, so that's basically the gist of it. We're having a hot dog eating contest next Friday, April 26th at Hopkins. You are more than welcome to register now until then. Registration will close at 6:30 the day of, when the hot dog contest actually begins. We will have individual and team competitions. Individual entries, you're trying to eat as many hot dogs as you can in 10 minutes.
Okay.
We'll have water provided in case people want to dip. If you want to use condiments, we'll provide some condiments,
whatever it needs to just choke it down.
Yes, exactly. And then for the team entries, we're having teams of four people, and it's kind of like relay, like you guys had said earlier, or kind of like a flip cup contest, where basically you have four people and each of them will be provided a hot dog and a beer, and you're basically trying to eat the hot dog and drink the beer as fast as you can.
Yes. So the next person can
absolutely
go.
The team that does it the fastest wins, and the prizes for each individual and team entries, you get $100, you get a gift certificate to Hopkins, and then you get this awesome trophy.
You should see the trophy. That's my favorite part, the whole
trophy.
It's
pretty great. When I saw it, I was like, oh yeah, that's it.
I nailed it. Yeah.
But yeah, the most important thing is that this is all for Harvest Texarkana, helping to fight food insecurity for the region, and I just think it's a wonderful organization that everybody can get behind.
We should, yeah.
And it's a unique event to Texarkana. You know, we're always asking for something different. Well, here you go. Here's something different that's family friendly. Friday, so you know you'll be off work. There's no excuses.
There's no excuse. It's not late at night.
Exactly. And it's just going to be a riot. I think, you know, the energy at Hopkins is always such a fun time, and it's so laid back. It's kind of like my version of Cheers.
Yeah, it's just a fun place to go. The bartenders are cool. They pretend they know your name.
Yeah.
They smile like they know you. I haven't been there that much, but it's like, hey, you're back. It's like, yes, I am. And it's nice. It's a good environment. Personal or just individual registration is $20.
Correct.
Team registration is how much?
Oh, gosh. I'm thinking. I can't remember. I think it's 50. I'm trying to think off the top of my head.
We'll get those details nailed down. We'll have those by the end of the interview.
Yeah, but that's all. If you check out Facebook, we have an event on there. You can go ahead and go ahead and say you're going or that you're interested in.
Yeah.
And that gives you a lot of the details too. So I think it's going to be a great event. I've had a lot of people come up to me personally and be like, I'm going to compete, or I'm
right.
super interested in doing
this. I just want to come watch.
Yeah. A lot
and
of
I'll
people,
donate
a
to
lot
watch.
Of people want to come watch. And so that I'm hoping between the people competing, the teams competing, and the people that want to just show up and so show support, that we'll have plenty of donations. And
yes, you will.
We have our presenting sponsor, the Texarkana Gazette. They've donated quite a bit, and then we've got High Tech Signs. They've donated. Siege, she is doing, Courtney Jones is her name, but she goes by Siege. She's doing some DJing for the event the day of. So you
thank
can come,
you.
Yes.
I thought of everything.
Come listen to some 80s and 90s music.
Yeah, the best.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so, I agree.
But, you know, we've had a lot of people step up in the community for it to be such a last minute kind of like idea to throw
right.
together. And I just really got excited about it. And it's really cool to see a lot of the community, people in the community and organizations get excited about it as well.
All right. We'll continue talking with Aaron DeBlanc about this. We'll get you all to play a game and kind of put a bow on it, wrap it up, as they say, in just a little bit. But we got more of the best and the most country right around the corner. Stay with us. Sold. That's
yes,
John Michael Montgomery on The Pig, 103.9, mypigradio.com. On The Morning Show, John, Anna, and friends, brought to you by Millway Credit Union. They're stronger, smarter, sensible, and three convenient locations to serve you: Ashdown, Wake Village, and Arkansas Boulevard in Texarkana, Arkansas. We're talking with our friend, our guest from the community, Aaron DeBlanc, who works for the Texarkana Gazette as a reporter and a photographer. But she's come up with a fantastic idea. It's kind of patented after the big hot dog eating contest they have up in New York every 4th of July. And it's a hot dog eating contest that's going to be going on right here in Texarkana. And it's to benefit Harvest Texarkana, so the food insecure and those that need help raising money for that. They're going to have both team events where it's kind of like a relay, drink a beer and eat a hot dog as fast as you can, then hand it off to the next person. And then they got the individual hot dog eating contest like you've seen probably on TV with Nathan's or whatever, and Joey Chestnut, that stuff as many hot dogs as you can down in 10 minutes. And whoever does the most is
damn,
the big winner.
Dogs, yeah.
But it's a great idea, and it's great.
Good concept.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. And hopefully this is something that will catch fire and grow every year and be one of those that we look back on 20 or 25
and
years.
And we were there when it started.
And if it does well, we've also discussed doing a hot wing contest in the winter.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
smart.
Yeah, we're trying to play off on this.
She's thinking good. Yeah,
yep,
good
we
idea,
love
good
that.
Idea. It's going to be at Hopkins downtown. And it's going to be next Friday, the 26th. What time is it going to start off?
So it starts at 5, but the actual contest itself starts at 6:30.
Okay.
So you can come out
yeah.
and enjoy some food and drinks
uh-huh.
and some music
uh-huh.
beforehand.
Yeah.
And then
and it's a family-oriented. Bring the kids, and they're going to enjoy watching the hot dog eating contest. There's no doubt about it. So maybe you want to be a contestant or get a team together and just get a hold of Aaron. And we've got all that information
yep.
on our website, mypigradio.com. And join in the fun, and somebody's going to win.
Of course and all, they will.
And all that funness that's going to be going on, somebody's going to win. But Anna, while I look up the game, you continue on.
So what do you, how at this point in time, what organizations have stepped up? So we have Greater Texarkana Young Professionals.
Yes, the Texarkana Gazette has.
You've
as well.
Contacted the police departments
yes.
to see if we can get who can eat the most over there.
Both Texas
and the
fire.
Arkansas
and the fire departments.
You've got the universities.
Universities have reached out to them.
So the challenge is out there. Like,
yes.
let's have like banks against banks. Let's have departments
yes,
against
yeah.
departments. Let's keep doing this. So you just need to reach out to Aaron and sign up. And it's only 4 people have to come. So it's not like the whole office has to stay.
Yeah, and it's going to be fun. You only have to eat one hot dog and one beer for the team competition.
So that's
just
pretty
chug.
Easy.
Yeah.
But you want to be fast so you can be the winning team.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that $100, and I think, like Anna, you were saying earlier, the trophy, I think, is just the best part
that's
of it.
That's the bragging rights.
Yeah.
I want the trophy and the bragging parts and
yeah.
then rights, and then you just donate the $100
yeah.
on to Texarkana.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, I think that's what should happen.
And donate, even if you're coming out to watch.
Yeah, bring an extra donate. $5 and donate.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got the game. Let's
okay.
play it. Y'all play along with Anna and Aaron. It's called Match the Mouth. I'll give you a quote. And
oh,
then
Aaron will be good at this.
Multiple choice.
Will.
4 or 5 choices. You decide who said it. Quote, stay in school. Don't ever be lazy. Don't you ever complain about hard work. Work hard. It pays off.
Okay.
Who said that? Selena Gomez? Martha Stewart, Nicki Minaj, Pink, or Oprah? Who said, stay in school, don't ever be lazy, don't you ever complain about hard work? Hard work pays off.
That's a tough one. I think either Pink or Nicki Minaj.
I was thinking Nicki.
Let's go with Nicki.
I would go with Nicki because it's Nicki.
Okay. I knew that she'd know her pop culture.
Number two. Quote, my father taught me in boxing that when you get hit in the face for the first time, you're going to panic.
Okay? I'm going to drop to the ground.
Did Mike Tyson say that? David Schwimmer from Friends?
Yep.
David Spade? Rudy Giuliani, who used to be the New York City mayor, or Floyd Mayweather, a real boxer, who said, my father taught me in boxing that particularly when you get hit in the face the first time, you're going to panic. I'll just give you a hint. It's not the boxer.
Okay. Oh, okay. It's not the two boxers. Isn't Mike Tyson a boxer?
Oh, yeah, Mike Tyson. Yeah. I forgot about him.
So the old mayor, he's a really tough guy.
Rudy Giuliani.
Yeah, that's the one I'm going to go with.
A real tough guy.
Yeah.
Apparently,
he brought up old school.
Apparently, he was boxer because it's him.
Huh.
All right. And the final one. I am very much in love with no one in particular. Very much in love with no one in particular. Who said that? Was it Ezra Miller, Ellen DeGeneres, Billie Eilish, or The Weeknd?
Aaron DeBlanc.
Aaron DeBlanc said that.
I'm thinking Billie Eilish.
Either Billie Eilish or Ezra.
All right. Well, you're right. It's either Billie or Ezra. What are y'all going to go with?
Do we want to go with Billie?
I'm not familiar with Ezra, so
we're going to do Eilish.
Well, unfortunately, even though you weren't familiar, Ezra said it.
No.
That's okay. We got most of it.
That's okay, Aaron. I'm not familiar with Ezra Miller either, so hey. All right. But y'all did quite well. All right. Hot dog eating contest going to be at Hopkins Downtown next Friday night, the 26th. It begins around 5, but the contest is still 6:30. Check out the Pig website and you can get all the information that we talked about. And Facebook, Aaron, if you want to be involved as far as being in the contest as an individual or a team, or maybe sponsoring, bringing some donated items. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me. It was a pleasure.
Yes, more of the best of most countries coming up.